Communication. Listen carefully to the words and phrases together with their Polish translations. Repeat each phrase after the speaker, then listen to the sentences which illustrate its proper use. Making arrangements.
Make an appointment.
Umówić się na spotkanie.
I would like to make an appointment with Mr. Black.
Put something off.
Przekładać coś.
Let's put it off to the next day.
Give one's availability.
Podać swoją dyspozycyjność.
Can you give me your availability for next week?
Be able to do Friday.
Móc spotkać się w piątek.
I may be able to do Friday.
Be free.
Być wolnym dyspozycyjnym.
I can't make it.
Nie dam rady.
Are you free on Wednesday morning?
I'm afraid I can't make it on Wednesday. What about Thursday?
Be busy.
Być zajętym.
Suit somebody.
Pasować komuś.
Are you busy on Thursday?
No, Thursday suits me just fine.
Cancel something.
Odwołać coś.
Why was the meeting cancelled? Asking for permission.
Can I?
Czy mogę?
May I?
Czy mogę?
Can I make a phone call?
Okay, but make it quick.
Could I?
Czy mógłbym?
No problem.
Nie ma problemu.
Could I possibly borrow your mobile?
Sure, no problem. Do you mind if...
Czy nie będziesz miał nic przeciwko, jeśli...
Do you mind if I take one of your brochures?
Go ahead. I was wondering if...
Zastanawiałem się, czy...
Let me think.
Niech pomyślę.
I was wondering if I could have a day off.
Let me think.
Would it be all right if...
Czy nie będzie problemu, jeśli...
Make up the time.
Odpracować czas.
Would it be all right if I left a bit earlier this afternoon?
Well, I suppose so, but you'll have to make up the time. You mustn't.
Nie wolno.
I'm sorry, you mustn't park here. Making requests.
Can you?
Czy możesz?
My car won't start. Can you help me?
Give a hand.
Pomagać.
Can you give me a hand with these suitcases?
Could I have?
Czy mogę prosić o...
I'm thirsty. Could I have a glass of water?
Please.
Proszę.
Please turn off the TV when you go to bed.
Do you have a minute?
Masz chwilkę?
What's up?
Co się dzieje? O co chodzi?
John, do you have a minute?
Sure, what's up? Do a favor.
Wyświadczyć przysługę. Zrobić coś dla kogoś.
Urgent.
Pilny.
Can you do me a favor?
I'm sorry, I'm busy now. How urgent is it? Get somebody to do something.
Poprosić kogoś, by coś zrobił.
She got her husband to take their son to school.
Refuse to do something.
Odmówić zrobienia czegoś.
He refused to fill out the form. Thanking.
Thank somebody for something.
Dziękować komuś za coś.
You're welcome.
Proszę, nie ma za co.
I would like to thank you very much for your hospitality.
You're welcome, it was my pleasure. Be pleased.
Być zadowolonym.
But for somebody, but for something.
Gdyby nie ktoś lub coś.
I'm glad.
Miło mi. Cieszę się.
We're pleased that you help us to complete the project. But for your help, we wouldn't have met the deadline.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Appreciate something.
Doceniać coś.
Do your best.
Starać się jak najlepiej.
I really appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you. I did my best. Thanks a lot.
Wielkie dzięki.
That's kind of you.
Miło z twojej strony.
I got you some coffee.
Thanks a lot. That's very kind of you. Apologizing.
I'm sorry.
Przepraszam. Przykro mi.
Make a mistake.
Popełnić błąd.
Never mind.
Nie szkodzi.
I'm terribly sorry. I made a mistake.
Never mind.
Sorry I'm late.
Przepraszam za spóźnienie.
No problem.
Nie szkodzi. Nie ma sprawy.
Sorry I'm late. I missed the bus.
No problem. We have time. I didn't mean to.
Nie chciałem.
Offend somebody.
Obrazić. Urazić kogoś.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
That's okay.
Make sure.
Upewnić się, dopilnować.
I'll make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Apologize to somebody for something.
Przeprosić kogoś za coś.
I must apologize for my daughter's behavior.
Accept one's apologies.
Przyjąć czyjeś przeprosiny.
Please accept our apologies for the mistake in your order.
I beg your pardon.
Najmocniej przepraszam. Proszę mi wybaczyć.
Excuse me, it's my seat.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought it was mine. Forgive and forget.
Wybaczyć i zapomnieć.
He's not the kind of person who is quick to forgive and forget. Asking for clarification.
What do you mean?
Co masz na myśli?
Explain something to somebody.
Wyjaśnić coś komuś.
What do you mean exactly?
Let me explain it to you. Here's what happened. Are you saying...
Czy chcesz przez to powiedzieć, że...
Quite the opposite.
Wręcz przeciwnie.
Are you saying we're wasting time?
Quite the opposite. I don't see what you mean.
Nie rozumiem, co masz na myśli.
I don't quite see what you mean. Could you please be a bit more specific?
I don't follow you.
Nie rozumiem, co masz na myśli.
I'm sorry, but I don't quite follow you.
Hang on a second.
Chwileczkę.
Hang on a second. Could you explain that in more detail?
What makes you say that?
Dlaczego tak twierdzisz?
Don't you think...
Nie uważasz, że...
What makes you say that? Don't you think that it's a bit more complicated than it seems? Complaining.
Complain about something.
Narzekać na coś.
She's always complaining about her boss.
Make a complaint.
Złożyć zażalenie.
Write to this address if you wish to make a complaint.
Resolve a problem.
Rozwiązać problem.
Assistance in something.
Pomoc w czymś.
Thank you for your assistance in resolving the problem.
I would appreciate it.
Byłbym wdzięczny.
Exchange a product.
Wymienić produkt.
I would appreciate it if you could repair the product or exchange it.
Expect something.
Oczekiwać czegoś.
Claim compensation.
Ubiegać się o odszkodowanie.
Extra costs.
Dodatkowe koszty.
Our holiday was not as we expected, and we're going to claim compensation from our tour operator for the extra costs involved.
Come up to one's expectations.
Spełniać czyjeś oczekiwania.
The hotel didn't come up to our expectations. It was of a lower standard and room service was slow.
Inaccurate.
Nieścisły.
Expect a full refund.
Oczekiwać pełnego zwrotu kosztów.
Compensation for something.
Odszkodowanie za coś.
Suffer inconvenience.
Doświadczyć niedogodności.
The description of our holiday was inaccurate. We expect a full refund plus compensation for the inconvenience we suffered.
Moan.
Narzekać, jęczeć.
Pull oneself together.
Wziąć się w garść.
Stop moaning and pull yourself together. Daily routines. Listen carefully to the words and phrases together with their Polish translations. Repeat each phrase after the speaker, then listen to the sentences which illustrate its proper use.
Get up.
Wstawać.
Weekday.
Dzień powszedni.
Have a shower.
Brać prysznic.
Brush one's teeth.
Myć zęby.
I get up at 6:30 in the morning every weekday. Then I have a shower and brush my teeth.
Wash one's hands.
Myć ręce.
Use the bathroom.
Skorzystać z toalety.
People don't always wash their hands after using the bathroom.
Shave.
Golić się.
5 o'clock shadow.
Popołudniowy zarost.
He has to shave every day and he often gets one of those 5 o'clock shadows.
Have a lie in.
Poleżeć sobie dłużej w łóżku.
I usually have a lie in on Saturday mornings.
Oversleep.
Zaspać.
Give somebody a lift.
Podwozić kogoś.
If I oversleep, my dad gives me a lift to school.
Get stuck.
Utknąć.
Traffic jam.
Korek uliczny.
Sometimes I get stuck in a traffic jam on my way to work.
Be in a hurry.
Spieszyć się.
Spare time.
Czas wolny.
I'm always in a hurry and I hardly have any spare time.
Tidy one's room.
Sprzątać swój pokój.
I always tidy my room on Saturday.
Do housework.
Prace domowe.
My father doesn't do any housework.
Housekeeper.
Gosposia.
Cleaning.
Sprzątanie.
Washing.
Pranie.
Ironing.
Prasowanie.
We need to hire a housekeeper to help us with the cleaning, washing and ironing.
Babysit.
Opiekować się dziećmi.
They ask Lucy to babysit their 2-year-old son while they're at the cinema.
Go to the gym.
Chodzić na siłownię.
I swim and go to the gym twice a week.
Stay up till late.
Chodzić spać późno.
Listen to music.
Słuchać muzyki.
Read books.
Czytać książki.
I usually stay up till late and listen to music or read books in bed.
Go out.
Wychodzić gdzieś.
Stay in.
Zostać w domu.
Watch TV.
Oglądać telewizję.
Did you go out last night?
No, we stayed in and watched TV. On TV.
W telewizji.
Football match.
Mecz piłki nożnej.
Romantic comedy.
Komedia romantyczna.
What's on TV tonight?
Well, there's a football match on Channel 2 and a romantic comedy on Channel 4. Be addicted to something.
Być od czegoś uzależnionym.
Play computer games.
Grać w gry komputerowe.
My younger brother is addicted to playing computer games.
Homebody.
Domator.
My friends describe me as